Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you on a Wednesday, a rainy, wet, soggy Wednesday. Not everybody likes the sog except for your yard, Mr. Fesco.
That's exactly right. Give me the free rain.
The River by Garth Brooks. Choose to chance the rapids, dare to dance the tide. AKA take some risk in life. No doubt about it. Mac took a risk working with these two clowns.
No doubt. My friend Pat Daddy texted me. Pat Daddy, yes. Okay. That's right. Pat Daddy. He texted me, and your dad will appreciate this one. Mm-hmm. Yesterdays are over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jimmy B.
Mm-hmm. Bubbles Up is my favorite Jimmy Buffett song now.
My favorite lyric
scoring
from,
at home.
I think my favorite lyric from Jimmy Buffett is just, why don't we get drunk and screw?
Yeah, well, that's a very good one, yeah. My mother for years thought it was, why don't we get drunk in school?
No. He just bought a waterbed. It's filled up for me and you.
I know. Yeah. And if he does the live version, it's filled up with Elmer's glue.
Ew.
Yeah, which I don't understand. But anyway, for years, my mother's like, oh, yes, why don't we get, and we're like, what? Shout out my mom. Her birthday's tomorrow, by
really?
The way. Yeah.
Oh,
happy
nice.
Birthday,
Ms.
74
Fesco.
Tomorrow.
Praise be.
Woo. Yeah.
Praise be to 74. Let's have some cupcakes. What's her favorite dessert? Do you know?
Cheesecake, maybe? Okay. I don't know. My mother's not much of a dessert person, I don't think.
I'm not either. I don't think this is how Buffalo fans feel, but this is how Cam Stewart feels about Buffalo versus Kansas City.
I'm so sick and tired of the Chiefs smoke and mirror job. They should have lost it. They could have lost to the fucking Bucks. They got so lucky against Denver. Buffalo.
The Ravens.
Oh, yeah. These guys are, like, honest to God.
The Falcons. All these teams should be.
Kansas City fans, not personal, okay? Like, if I meet a Kansas City fan, you could be the nicest guy in the world. I hate your team, okay? And I hate the way they get benefits from the NFL. Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck. I want him on the deck.
If you had to put the New England Patriots 17-0 season from 07 against this 17-0 season, I think the Patriots absolutely mop the floor with them.
Mop the floor. The Patriots used to beat teams by 45. They don't ask referees for help and block field goals to win games. The Patriots season was legendary. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso and a kindergarten finger painter.
I know. Sure. I'm just thinking, like, would the story be if he's the first quarterback to go 20-0?
I couldn't give up.
Buffalo, best team ever.
Buffalo. Spite bet. I love Buffalo. I love the people there. I love the food there. And I want something positive to happen for these people. Haven't they been through enough? Kansas City. Oh, we're in Kansas City. We're living the great life. We win every week.
Taylor Swift will also be in attendance.
Kansas City. Oh, who cares? Throw her in the falls.
I want him on the deck.
What falls?
I don't know. I think he means like the
Niagara Falls. Yeah. Is that what he's talking about? Right.
I don't think that's where the rivalry is. By the way, the Patriots did have a couple of close games on November 4th in 2007. They won 24-20 to go to 9-0.
Yeah.
They beat Philadelphia on November 25th, 31-28.
Right.
They then played at Baltimore and won 27-24.
Right.
They then played the Jets and won 20-10.
Right.
And then they then played the Giants and won 38-35 to end the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they won in the playoffs against Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
and then they won in the, and then they didn't win the Super Bowl. So I got to be honest with you, that season doesn't count.
I don't think that's where this rivalry is.
Is that a Buffalo fan or is that just a blowhard
no,
on the air?
If you think about it, if you watch the video and you can find it, just type in Cam Stewart. He's got a couple Seattle Seahawks helmets behind him.
Okay.
And I guess Mahomes on the deck, does that just mean he wants him hurt or does that mean he wants him sacked?
Sounds to me the way I interpret it that he wants to hurt Patrick Mahomes.
And maybe that's because we're in Kansas City and that's the way we think about it. But is it, maybe it's, And maybe I'm wrong here. I don't know. I want him on the deck. That just means they want him sacked. Is that right?
He just wants his ass in the dirt the whole game. Yeah. Okay. That's why I took it. I hope he doesn't want him hurt.
Well, no. You never know with these folks today.
No, I hope it's not like malice.
People get to a certain point where if you can't beat them, hurt them, right? And that's kind of where I think a lot of fans maybe reside in Mike Florio's world with Patrick Mahomes. But I just keep going back to the benefits. What benefits have the Chiefs received this year? Mm-hmm. Their star wide receiver being hurt and out for the year. Their biggest free agent signing not making it past the first play of preseason. Their starting running back breaking an ankle in week two. Mm-hmm. What am I missing here about all the benefits that the Chiefs have received this year? What are we talking about with
that?
That's
just like, a lazy take.
It is. Right? And that's the problem. Like, people have these lazy, low-fruit, hanging takes, and they go out there and they pontificate about stuff, and they don't even do their research. Like, if you do your research about what this team has been through this year, they're not getting any breaks. This to me, mm-hmm. is the real season where you see how good Andy Reid is as a football coach. Mm-hmm. Give me any coach, and I'll even put Mike Tomlin in this category because I've been reading some stuff about him this morning, and Mike Silver, I believe it is, with The Athletic, has mm-hmm. a story out this morning about what an unbelievable job Mike Tomlin's doing, and he is. They're 7-2, and outside of his family, I may be the biggest believer and fan of Mike Tomlin that resides on planet Earth. However, he's not 9-0, and Andy Reid is 9-0, and Andy Reid is doing it without his top two wide receivers and his top running back on the roster, and they're finding ways to win football games. Mm-hmm. And the whole blocking of a field goal, people just continually want to not give Dave Taub or however we're calling him these days, Taub. Right, Taub, credit for scheming and understanding and recognizing a weak link. Did you see the Denver special teams guy quit yesterday? Mike mm-hmm. Westhoff has something sickness that he got, so he walked away. He's the special teams guru that mm-hmm. Denver had. He's no longer part of the organization. So I look at this and I think it's just so disrespectful to everything that the Kansas, and I hate using the term disrespectful, but it is, because it's disrespectful with the way people are treating this season for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're doing the unfathomable. They're overcoming injury. They're overcoming adversity yet again, and they're finding ways to win. And the only reason this gentleman has this asinine take is because he's at wit's end, which I think a lot of people may be with Kansas City, but sometimes you just have to sit back and go, we're watching greatness now, and root for the Kansas City Chiefs to achieve greatness, so we don't have to see those guys from the 72 Dolphins anymore.
Yeah, and I think that this guy, to me, it sounds like he's lost money betting on the Chiefs.
Well, that's his problem. They don't cover.
Right, yeah. I think it's just, that's like a get off my lawn sort of take. Like, oh, I don't care. Taylor Swift in the crowd, throwing the water.
To me, what that sounded like is the guys who call us and claim mm-hmm. they have all these hot takes, and you give them, okay, take over the microphone, and by 30 seconds in, they're done and they have nothing else to say.
Very fair. But no, I just think that the best way I can describe this rivalry is I think it's like a gentleman's rivalry.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
You nailed
it. Right, it's like playing your buddy in golf or in whatever it is you play in, bags or beer pong if you want to get really elementary here. But like, I think it's a gentleman's rivalry. Like, Buffalo doesn't really talk a lot of bull spit on the Chiefs. Like, Josh Allen knows who Mahomes is. Mahomes knows who Josh Allen is. They each have a little bit of flavors of each other's success and demise. Like, the Chiefs lose to him in the regular season, the Chiefs beat him in the playoffs. Josh Allen and the Bills know what the end all be all is. It's get to the playoffs, and then that's when it matters. I don't think they're into the regular season games as much as people think they might be. I think the rivalry with Cincinnati and Kansas City is more of an annoyance of a rivalry because obviously they have the one win in the playoffs, which is uh-huh. great. They have one in the regular season as well. But it's also like they do a lot of, a lot of chirping, whereas Buffalo's like, it's game day. Here we go. You're in our park this year. Let's see what we can do here. So, again, like, I don't think that's the actual narrative. I think that guy's just been hurt by betting because he said in that audio, he's like, it's a spite bet. Why is it a spite bet? Because you've been hurt before and you're hoping that Buffalo does it. And when Buffalo doesn't do it or doesn't win your bet this week, then you're going to be mad against the Chiefs because they got to play Carolina next week and they're not going to cover because they're not going to blow them out. They're going to win 21-10,
yeah,
which would probably cover, I would think, 11 points. Boy, what do we think?
Is Carolina next week for us? Mm-hmm. So this could be a look-ahead game to Carolina.
No.
No. Speaking of looking ahead, we'll look behind as we had some audio from the Bills sideline reporter earlier. We'll bring up what he has to say about a question Bob had earlier in the show here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
You sure about that? You sure about that? You sure that's why? I lost my job, and I can't tell you why. So I created the hot dog tube. 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Leggins, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you. We have our Instagram page, obviously, and the question this week was drums or flats when it comes to wings. We are, as a show, we all have the same opinion.
That's right.
We're all drums.
That's exactly right. My wife is flat, though.
She's team flats?
Yeah. I don't.
Did she give a reason why? She say better meat,
she
or
thinks it's more meat or something. I don't know.
More meat?
Yeah. It's hard. You got to like split it, suck it, slam it.
Okay.
It's true. When you take those,
maybe that's why she likes it.
I don't know. I like the drums because it's just easier.
Way easier,
it's better.
Dude.
I love me a drum every day of the week.
I just like to. I love blue cheese. So like the way I eat my wings is like one without dressing and one with one. Which kind of mix up the flavors. I like to be able to roll it in that, you know, blue cheese.
It's like you get a ramekin.
Yeah.
Like, this is like Mission Hill's problems, right? Mm-hmm. You get a ramekin. How do you dip a flat into a ramekin to get great surface area coverage? You can't do that. You got to sideways dip it, then flip it and dip it again, and then meander the ranch and blue cheese around. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know. With the flat, you have to like take the fork and like dab it on
the
wing.
It's a pain in the ass.
I don't know. I mean, again, I think Rob Brenton had the best answer. He said there is no wrong answer here, but he went with team flats. I went with team drum. You can check that out.
But I think there is a wrong answer. I do. I think the drum is a far more superior part of the wing than the flat.
Yeah. That used to be an argument that we'd have at Jackstack, is that people would be like, hey, can I get the wings? It was 10 wings. You got 5 drums, 5 flats. And they'd be like, can I get all flats? I'm like, no, because they're proportion to do 5 and 5, we do that.
I didn't realize that they did. I thought they just grab whatever they grab or whatever.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Yep. That was my job during COVID. I cut wings and portion of it. It was awesome. It took like 3 hours every day. It like made the day fly by. It was great. We get back into what we had is we had Sal Capaccio on the show earlier. And I thought this was a good point because he said this is a lose-lose for Buffalo.
This is almost a no-win situation for the Bills in a lot of ways with some of their fans and a lot nationally, which is, and a lot of Bills fans are like this too, which really kind of irks me because again, we'll go back to, man, enjoy the ride, right? You're so good right now, but it's basically if the Bills lose this game, a lot of fans will say, well, there you go. Can't beat the Chiefs. Same old Bills. Sean McDermott can't beat Andy Reid in a big game. But if you beat them, it's, I don't care. Do it in the playoffs when it matters.
It's a no win, right?
It's a no win. And I think I've heard and I've seen that from a lot of fans so far. And I think there's an element of understandability to that, right? Because yes, it is all about the playoffs. This team has been knocking on the door. I believe that if the Chiefs were in the NFC, the Bills would have been to a couple of Super Bowls by now. Maybe they would have won a Super Bowl by now. There's no shame, you know, quote unquote, in losing to the best QB/coach and team of, you know, right now in this decade, basically, of what it is, the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Bills are right there. I know that they haven't beaten them in the playoffs. It doesn't mean they can't beat them in the playoffs. They came 13 seconds away. They came maybe a drop pass away from Stephon Diggs. It's been right there. They beat them in the regular season. I've seen the Chiefs. I've been on the sidelines for the Bills beating the Chiefs. I know they can do it. It just hasn't happened yet. But for Bills fans who've seen that, they'll tell you it doesn't matter until you get to the playoffs. And I understand that, but hey, you never know. Maybe they don't match up in the playoffs if something happens along the way before they wind up meeting each other.
Go ahead.
You. No, you go.
You go.
Okay. I do love this rivalry.
I do too. It's fun.
Because it is that. Because I love, and I get it. Some people are like, oh, I'd love every game to be 42-10. Trust me. Trust me. I would love that too. That's just not reality.
Right.
But for me, what makes for better conversation is how you go on the road and win a tight game. Because that gives you so many more talking points and so many more badges of honor to be like, what's the excuse now, right? Like Baltimore, we can have the excuse all you want. And it's fine. Like you have the toe on the line, get it. oh, well, if Ja'Marr Chase doesn't act like an idiot at the end of the game, the Cincinnati Bengals might not lose. Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's still there and leaves an excuse. Well, the Atlanta Falcons don't try to run it on fourth down twice, and, you know, then they don't. Okay. But if you go to Buffalo and you play Josh Allen and you play maybe the best threat to the Chiefs in the AFC as of right now, record-wise, and you go in there and you handle it mind, body, and sound and walk out of Orchard Park with a win, then it's like, okay, now what? Now they're 10-0. They went to Buffalo. They've won. They've now beaten Buffalo, Baltimore, Cincinnati all in the first 10 weeks of the season. And the toughest game they have left is Pittsburgh, whose toughest schedule starts now. And the other thing, too, the Chiefs survived the toughest part of their schedule. Yeah. Now everybody else plays their tough schedule. Buffalo plays their tough schedule, as Mac alluded to earlier. Pittsburgh's schedule gets really tough. Cincinnati's got an uphill battle.
The Chiefs did that on purpose. They've made the schedule for the rest of the league so they would get the hard games out. You know, that's coming.
Yeah, because everybody was healthy for Kansas City.
Yeah, rather than they played all. Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's coming next. Our friend Nate Geary, who's going to join us on Friday, the pre- and post-game host for Buffalo, tweeted this out moments ago. Beating the Chiefs would be cool and make everyone feel good. He's right about that. It may have sports shows ranking the Bills top dogs in their power rankings on Monday, but I don't feel like I'll gain any more information on how good or how far this team will go in January. And I think he's right about that. I don't think beating the Chiefs or losing to the Bills or anything like that tells you what's going to happen in the postseason, because we have seen this act before. Buffalo takes care of the regular season, and then the grand finale, the Chiefs, you know, shoot off all the fireworks and win the game and find a way to tell Buffalo we'll see you again next year. I also think when you start to look at this rivalry a little bit, to me, I like this rivalry because it really is a quote-unquote friendly rivalry, right? Like, there's a lot of respect, I believe, on both sides. It's not a hatred rivalry like Denver is, or Cincinnati, or, you know, even the Raiders at times. I think this rivalry is one of those where you could sit down and watch the game with Bills fans and Chiefs fans together, and everybody has a good time. Everybody goes, yeah, your guy made a play. And it would never, in my opinion anyway, end up in one of those nasty rivalries where people are beating each other up after the game. Because I think both teams and both fan bases truly have the utmost respect for each other right now.
Mm-hmm. This is how you win from Sal as well.
Listen, I'm with you. I fight this fight all the time, which is, since when? Now, I granted the Chiefs have Lombardis and Bills fans don't, but when have Bills fans become this spoiled to expect that, right? Like, don't be spoiled. Like, it's amazing. What's interesting to me, guys, is so the Bills, if you go back to a few months ago, we all saw they made changes. No more Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, Mitch Moore, Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis. And the talking point was, this is a reset year. Yeah, they're going to be okay. They still have Josh Allen, but it's kind of a transition. Even the GM said it's transition year, however you want to take that. They weren't even favored to win the division. Yet here they are, 8-2. They have not been 8-2 in three decades. They haven't been 8-2 since 1993, when the Chiefs and Bills were playing with Jim Kelly and Joe Montana trying to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's amazing to think about, you know, what this team is now compared to what they're supposed to be. And then for fans to act like that, I agree. Like, why do you care how they're winning? They're 8-2, which is remarkable considering what we thought this season might be.
Isn't that like crazy? Yeah. They've never been 8-2. Like, I just assumed every year at this time Buffalo's 8-2 were 8-2.
What do you say? Let's best record since 93?
Yeah.
Do you think? I don't know if this falls on the same feet.
It's crazy to me.
But you always preach the narrative that we shouldn't be taking this time in Kansas City for granted. Right. Like, you shouldn't be enjoying this no matter what. Like, that happened Monday when people were still complaining that a 9-0 team had faults.
Right.
Okay. But is Buffalo kind of in that same discussion? I know they don't have, like he said, they don't have the trophies or the hallways of success like the Chiefs do. But, like, here you are after all those years being in that division with New England and always, you know, finishing dead last and not having a franchise to go anywhere. And now all of a sudden it's always every year it's Kansas City, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Baltimore. Like, that's the discussion in the AFC. At least it's been that way for the last 5 years.
I can't answer that question because I don't know that feeling. But I will say, Buffalo has the "yeah, but" hanging over them,
sure,
right? And, you know, my mother would tell me the story. Her and her friend would go to things, and they go, "Oh, it was a great event." Yeah, but this wasn't right, or that went right. Like, and so the Chiefs don't have the "yeah, but" hanging over their head. Buffalo does. And I don't think, you know, if we never win another Super Bowl, we'll never have the "yeah, but" hanging over our head, because we've already gotten, you know, three Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes, right? But Buffalo has never won the Super Bowl. So they always say you're the bridesmaid, never the bride, right? And so you get to this point where you're like, you're this close, you're this close, you're this close. I don't know. Can you take joy in that? Like, if you're a franchise that gets there for the first, like when we lost to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, you're like, damn, that was awesome, right? We hadn't been there in 50 years, all that kind of stuff, right? But if you're Buffalo and you have the history of losing four straight, and now you're in basically that same boat where you can't get out of the AFC because Patrick Mahomes is in your way, do you appreciate what's going on, or do you look back and go, damn, we were always this close? Like, I don't know how to feel for that, because I've gone on record with this Chiefs team saying, I don't care about the regular season. It doesn't matter. This year it does for me. I want to go undefeated. But I think if you're Buffalo, I think it's a two-part question. Yeah, this was great, but we never won the big one, you know?
Like, are you more sympathetic for Buffalo or Detroit? Because Buffalo won or went to four consecutive Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Detroit's never been.
Right. I'm more sympathetic to Detroit because I know more Lions fans, I think. Or I have friends that are Lions fans. But I have friends that are Buffalo fans as well, you know?
Like, if Buffalo and Detroit played in the Super Bowl, who would you root for?
Buffalo or Detroit in the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Detroit.
You would vote for Detroit?
Yeah, I would root for Detroit. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I like Dan Campbell more than I like Sean McDermott.
Dan, this is good. From the 816, Buffalo is Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
Every year, nominated, never wins.
No, it's true. Yeah,
she did win once, I think, finally
at the end. Yeah, does Mac even know who Susan Lucci is?
Come on, dude.
All right, good. Boom, that's fair.
I don't think you've seen an Indiana Jones movie, which I think is a great bit that we should do later on after football season's over and we're pining for content. We do Mac's movie review.
Yeah.
Give him movies that he's never seen. That'd take all summer.
Yeah.
Like he
years.
I was sitting there and I set him up terribly because my dad was at the landing sitting next to him. And I was like, I bet you've probably never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And he's like, what's it called? And I was like, okay.
No, you've never seen that?
He's not in there.
You know whose favorite movie I've been told that is?
Brett Veach.
Dayton Moore.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You never would have thought that, right?
Isn't this technically our pizza, Mr. Hand? Did you have a Spicoli that you went to school with? We all had a Spicoli we went to school with, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think of who that guy would have been.
But you know he's there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mr. Hand.
Yeah.
That's
a great movie.
Fantastic.
Like that's a coming of age all-timer movie. Yeah.
Doesn't anybody effing knock anymore? Judge Reinhold.
I mean, look at the cast too. Judge Reinhold, man.
Yeah, what's the girl's name that comes out of the pool? It's not Phoebe Cates.
Oh, it's Wendy Peppercorn.
Yeah. No. God, better bikini scene, her or Wendy Peppercorn?
I was just looking at Wendy, so I have to go Wendy.
Yeah. God, dog, what is her name?
I'm not good with names.
I'm not either.
But what a great movie. Like, you've got to see
great
Fast
soundtrack,
Times.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna be somebody's baby. Somebody says, is Max seen Animal House? We know the answer
we
to
We know
this.
The answer to that question. Like, if I were to say, like, because when we used to say it wasn't over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor, the reaction on the text line was
always... You guys
always,
do know it was Japan, right?
Oh, my God. And that, Dusty, was like 10-plus years ago. So yeah. Now we're even 10 years removed.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you say, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? And immediately the text line just goes wild. You're an idiot. You didn't know. Oh, you didn't see. Where is Mac, by the way?
I think he's dropping the kids off.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Phoebe Cates is her name. I thought that's what. Is that what I said? I don't know. I can't remember. Phoebe Cates. Man. Oof. Good Lord. I wish I was around in 1984, I think, is when that movie came out. And then my dad asked him the question, which I knew he shouldn't have asked him this question, but he's like, what about... Gosh, what was the one I can't think about it. It's the one that Ben Affleck's like swatting the asses with the paddles.
Animal House?
No. Matthew McConaughey, the all right, girls in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the name of that movie. But my dad, of course, asked him that movie, and he's like, I don't know if I've seen that either. Oh, you had seen that one?
He did.
Gosh, what is
not
that
Animal one? House, though.
Yeah, Phoebe Cates.
You seen Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Definitely not. Great diver.
Great diver.
Yeah.
Thornton Mellon was one of the all-timers.
Definitely not a stunt double either.
Dazed and Confused.
You've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah.
You have? Have you seen Animal House?
No.
Okay. Have you seen American Pie?
No, you asked me that.
Oh,
day,
my
yeah.
God.
I know, dude. This is such a great bit. Max movie review coming in the summer.
American Pie.
Well, just tell your mother we ate it all.
You don't know American Pie.
So you don't
pie.
Understand
God,
the...
God, I mean...
That's where the terminology of MILF came from.
Oh, I think it was out before that.
No way. Stifler's mom?
You don't think MILF was not a term before American Pie?
Not according to Naughty America. Whoops. Dazed and Confused. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, text line. You hate when that happens, when it's like right there.
Oh, God, yes. Happens like when daily. Wait till you get 10 years older.
When do you start doing the most dynamic duos in Kansas City? You don't have Moose and Haas.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that orange fruit? You peel it. Yeah. It's orange. Banana. What's the name of that fruit?
Tangerine.
The berries are blue. What are they called? Oh, they're really good for the mind.
Carrots. They help you see.
Help you see.
False. This was Sal Capaccio on the DNA of this game, because every single one has it.
I have a saying that says every game has its own DNA. So when someone says to me, well, if you play like that, I'm sure you guys heard it last week. Well, if you play like you did against the Broncos, you're not going to beat Team X or Team Y. Well, guess what? You didn't play Team X or Team Y. You played the Broncos. Every game's different, right? Mm-hmm. Every situation's different. So every game has its own DNA. Every game has its own different matchups. Football's about matchups. And I think this is going to be a really fantastic matchup Sunday at 4:25 in Orchard Park.
I haven't really kind of thought about what this matchup will be or what this game could be. But I'd have to say to take the easy path, I think it's going to be exactly what we've seen the last 3 years, right? Yeah. It's going to be one of those games where it's going to be about a minute and 25 left, and there's going to be one team up by 3 or 4, and the other team's going to try to go down there and leave as less amount of clock on it as possible, right? Did I say clock? I thought I said clock. Maybe not, judging by your face. You want to run that back? Less amount of clock? I'm assuming I didn't say that. Oh, boy. I lost Vesco. Cue the snort.
I can't breathe.
Oh, boy. Less amount of clock. Yeah. Whoops. A little too late to hit the dump button.
It's FM.
Yeah. Somebody says, I believe you said something about the rooster.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Less amount of clock left of it.
Yes.
Oh. You guys have the rest of this segment. I'll sit in timeout. I'm in the penalty box for 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
For the record, you did not say clock.
No.
Can I just nominate myself as Richard of the Week?
Oh, I think so you good. Already did.
Bob's in tears. You definitely said the other thing. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Have a great day.
Son of a gun.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. This might go over specs. I might not be here the rest of the week. I didn't mean to.
No, I love that you genuinely thought you didn't say
it. Yeah, no, you definitely did.
Oh, Dustman, you've got me dying over here from the 913. You're all too cocky is what he thought I was saying. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. Less amount of clock on the field. Oh, boy.
What are we talking about?
Been a rough day. Like I did. I think I went like 4 2/3, gave up 7 runs.
And then the rains came.
A couple of walks. Oh, boy. Well, you know.
Oh, God.
Here's something else.
The game on the line, he will. 44 yards, Bass. No, he doesn't make it. Wide right.
Wow.
The two most dreaded words in Buffalo.
Mm. From the 785, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. You're welcome. That the song from Moana? You're welcome. Mac, you see Moana?
Yeah.
See Moana, but you haven't seen Animal House?
Well, I can't. Animal House was probably 30 years old when Mac was born.
You ever seen Porky's?
Never even heard of Porky's.
Oh, God.
The old howler, Kim Cattrall. Babe. Mm,
okay.
Brioche. Older women. Brioche.
Brioche.
Mm. FCC alert. Mm. Nice Kyle Davies start for Dustman.
That's a good one. You get the day off for that one.
913-586-7965. What Royals pitcher of the past have I been linked to today?
Oh, my God. That is
Daryl May?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. With Chris Jones on the field, there's a lot of clock remaining.
Yeah. Text from a buddy of mine. I'm laughing my ass off.
Oh, boy. I'm glad that made the day. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
It was great when Leo Chenault blocked that 3-point attempt.
That's right,
Dusty. Yeah.
Did you see the line for Leo Chenal at Hy-Vee last night?
That's awesome.
For people to get his autograph. Oh my God.
Overnight celebrity.
Huge.
Overnight celebrity. That's how it, that's just, you know.
You know how people sign the ball like Hall of Fame if they're in the Hall of Fame? He needs to sign it. Leo Chenal, blocked kick.
Mm-hmm.
What's that it thing?
I don't know. Damn it. I hope I don't get pulled into the office after this.
You can't. We got things to do.
Somebody says Jimmy Gobble. That's what this started.
Jimmy Gobble. That was really good.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Don't be so testy. keep them coming. Keep them coming. Self-deprecating Dusty here. Let's go. Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, man.
Oh gosh.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Throwing up a Matt Castle 96 yards in the third quarter kind of day. Yeah, that's not been great. Says, at Dusty, be on the lookout for another fine letter from Golden Nick, Casey Kurt. Yep, I'm ready.
Did you get fined by them yesterday?
No, but they tried to play a joke on me.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, years ago?
Yeah. Dusty's the guy that gave his contract money back. Gilmesh. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, pulled a Gilmesh. $55 million, give you back $37 million.
Arguably one of the dumbest decisions ever made by, no, it's not arguably, it is the dumbest decision by an athlete, but I give him all the credit in the world for doing that. I don't want this $11 million anymore. Here's yours back.
Now Dusty is the spokesman for Hims and Blue Chew. Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to go see my way out, and on the other way back, when we come back, we'll try to keep it clean here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at TheFan965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, we're back on the clock.
Yes, we are.
Here on 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likens with you for another 14 minutes, and then you'll never hear my name again. Some of you may love that.
Our friend Kurt Nelson, Royals Hall of Fame, texted and he goes, this is more Vin Mazzaro vibes.
That's good. Damn you, Kurt. Damn you, Kurt.
Hey, Kurt's looking for a little joy because his team has moved to the SEC. Has not gone so well.
What, the Oklahoma Sooners?
Yeah.
Boy, I wonder where I'd like to be in a room with him last Saturday watching that Mizzou game.
Ooh.
That was awesome. I don't know about, I mean, I have no dog in the fight in that game, which I think is why I love like
that's why
sports.
I love college football so much when you don't have a dog in a fight, right? Mm. I'm glad I'm not the only one who feels that way. Sometimes watching a game where you don't have a dog in a fight is much better, right? Mm.
Last segment brought to you by Dick Ray Plumbing. Oh, boy.
I'm still laughing.
Yeah. Somebody says it's Max seen Heavyweights. Yeah, I made him watch it. He loved it. Bob Still has yet to watch it, though.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a great one.
Great movie. Do you see Ben Stiller's character that's been reprised in the new Happy Gilmore?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
Got the handlebar mustache and like a ponytail now.
Oh, nice. Oh, like it. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Can't wait for that movie to come out. Are you going to watch Friday night, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson? It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's Friday night?
It's Friday night. Because Saturday there's a big card in the UFC. Not that anybody cares, but it's Jon Jones fighting, which he'll draw.
I'm just
going to
say no, probably
you
not.
You won't watch Friday night?
I think we got something going on anyway, so I don't know. You know, depending if I'm home sitting on the couch and I remember.
I mean, it won't start till like 11.
Oh, then forget about it. Then no.
I'll on a Friday?
Oh, God, yeah.
What? It's not starting till 11?
Well, yeah. I mean,
what?
You know how like fights
stay up that late.
You know how fights are. Like that Jon Jones fight won't start till like 10:45.
Yeah, UFC, I just figured like a Netflix.
Well,
this is the one.
This is the one, you know, right.
But I think on this card with Paul and Tyson, there's like a girl fight.
Oh,
that's like one of the like two biggest, like, but I don't, I'm just saying.
But you got to have something else to do for the people.
True.
You can't, you know, roll them all into that sun-drenched stadium and have him sit there.
First round knockout and you're leaving.
I can't see. That's because it's a home field advantage.
Is that not the dumbest story in sports right now?
I mean, the fact that he called a home field advantage when CeeDee Lamb missed the pass.
Wow, there is that.
I'm like, what?
Like, I mean, now we're really dealing with the idiocy of like, we don't know what else to do, so we're blaming the sun. That stadium, if I'm not mistaken, is about 15 years old now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
When did that? I
2003?
Feel like
if that.
2004?
I thought it'd be 2009.
2009?
Yeah.
The Jerry Dome.
I mean, that thing's been there forever, and now we're just getting to the sun being a problem. It's like Channel 5 blaming sunspots for not having the Kansas-Missouri game on. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know the answer to this question for the 816. Does it cost even if you have Netflix? I don't think so.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't honestly know. I couldn't give you the right information there. But they do that sometimes. Like, I remember the first time I think something came on HBO Max. It was a movie. I was like, oh, it's on HBO Max. I was like, and for $9.99, you can buy it. It's like, I think that was like Oppenheimer was on something like that, where it was like $6.99 on like Prime or something.
Yeah, opened in 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
So 24 minus 9 is 15. What, 15?
Good math.
So this thing has been here 15 years, and now we're just getting to the sun as a problem?
I think it's been this way, but like when the sky is completely fallen on Dallas, yeah, like you start finding everything you can.
How about just saying, you know what, this isn't a very good team?
I mean, I think...
Is that okay to say? Yeah. Are we not allowed to say that in 2024? We got to blame the sun.
They got a thing at next to Mike McCarthy's podium blocking the sun during postgame pressers right now. Have you seen that?
No.
Yes, the sun's blinding Mike McCarthy, so they put in a big thing to block the sun.
Oh, jeez.
Just put his quarter zip up there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's not nice. That's not nice.
I mean, jeez.
This is Big Mike.
This is where we are now in Dallas lore. Like, we're blaming this. This could be Jerry Jones's last rodeo, and he's going to be remembered for the sun at the stadium.
From the 913, the help of the text line, the fight is free if you have Netflix.
Okay.
That's one source, so I trust it.
Yeah. I'm not paying for it. I have Netflix, and if it's... No,
except
I'm not.
For the Batman signal from Carrington, and you'll be fine.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know if you know about that yet, but if you don't, inquire about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Boxing is boxing dead or alive? Dead?
When was the last time you sat down and watched a boxing match?
Jake Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the last time. It's never been my thing. I've never been a huge boxing fan. I think if there's like a big fight, but then the problem with boxing is it went to that pay-per-view, and I think that alienates a lot of people, which is why the NFL needs to be a little careful if they continue to put these games on these paid subscriptions, but they still give you your game for free in your market. And by the way, Netflix already sold out of all the ads for the Christmas Day game.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's what the Chiefs are on, is Netflix on Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's kind of cool.
Now, there's talk next year of there being an entire international package being sold, because they're thinking about 8 games in Europe next year, or around the world, I should say, international games.
Yeah.
And they may sell that to one distributor as well.
You want to give another texter the day off?
Sure.
Jerry Jones should hire Leo Chenault to block the sun.
Oh, that's good. I love it. Yeah.
Take the day, 913. Nice.
Yeah, you get the day off, my man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Speaking of Tyson and boxing, I always remember my ex's dad told me a story about Tyson fights. He's like, we'd go to the neighbor's house in the cul-de-sac, and the fight was over already.
Yeah, the Tyson stuff. I remember
knock on the door, but here's the chips and dip. Why? The fight's over.
Yeah, because I remember Little League Baseball playing, and Tyson was fighting somebody at that point in time. It was over in like 30 seconds, or like the first inning hasn't started yet. And then we used to rent the big screen TVs in college from like Rent-A-Center and get ready for, and they'd always be over in like 2 seconds. So you're paying these $45 fees, and these fights are done. I mean, they're over.
From the 913, when Dusty answered, Jake Paul is the last time he's watched a boxing match, that answered the question that it's dead.
Yeah. You get the day off,
yeah,
too.
You're off, yeah.
It's true. When was the last time you watched? Well, Jake Paul fought a seal. Mm-hmm. Okay, this thing's over.
Yeah, all right.
I just don't know any other. I mean, I guess Tyson Fury, I watched that fight. I forget who he fought.
And therein lies the problem. You don't know, like, you don't have that main draw. And I think we're at a point now, too, like, you can find your VPNs and all that. But I think people are tired of being nickel and dime for TV.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They just are.
Yeah. Do you think people today know who Don King is?
No, I know they don't because I've had that conversation. I think it was Mac. He didn't know who Don King was.
I don't think I know who that is.
Oh, wow.
My first Super Bowl I covered, I got to interview Don King. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. He came in with American flags, asked what our name was, told us we were the greatest people on earth.
Oh, yes, you did tell me this because I looked him up. I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen him. I did not. Yep.
He's responsible for the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still with us, right? We didn't lose Don, did we?
Oh, that's time for Mac to search. Dead or alive? I think he's alive. I think we'd know if he was dead. It'd be like legendary boxing promoter.
Yeah, Don King.
I almost said it again. Boxing promoter.
Yeah. I don't think we lost Don.
Nope. Says he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Still alive.
84.
Same place I tried to interview Andy Rooney at the Super Bowl. You remember Andy Rooney? Do you think Mac knows who Andy Rooney is?
Not Mickey's brother?
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, Mickey.
I'm glad you knew that one. You covered yourself there. Somebody says, I watch the Canelo fights. Every Mexican does. Well,
all right.
Gosh, when's the last time Mayweather fought?
Was the last fight I think I watched. Was Mayweather.
McGregor? Mayweather was.
Oh, yeah, there was that one I watched. Okay. I was thinking Pacquiao and Mayweather.
That was the last time we saw Rocky do anything, too. I mean, like, that guy hasn't fought in years. And you're laughing. People in Philadelphia think he's real, and that's sad.
What?
He's their cult hero.
In Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, like, they worship Rocky like he's a real person. I say, you know he was a movie character, right? Was that Rambo or was that Rocky?
Sounded like something from Jurassic Park.
Is that Dory talking to the whale and finding him?
Rambo or Rocky?
Sounds like Sloth from Goonies.
I'll give you three lines to a movie. You tell me if it's Rambo or Rocky. Rambo or Rocky.
By the way, I found out a hidden nugget from the movie Jurassic Park from my buddy Derek over the weekend. He said if you look at Dennis Nedry's outfits, which is Newman in the movie Jurassic Park,
okay. He
wears an outfit from every kid in the movie Goonies because Spielberg.
So
if you want an Easter egg, you want to go back and watch Jurassic Park and the Goonies, because if you remember, Chunk wears the Hawaiian shirt with the raincoat.
Yeah.
That's what Dennis Nedry dies in Jurassic Park. Stick, stupid. I'm going to run you over when I come back down here.
And then
all these little Easter eggs from Spielberg.
I love that.
Smart dude.
Yeah.
Smart dude. Guys, we got 2 days left until Buffalo and Kansas City kick off. Tomorrow, we will bleed more into this matchup and the history that it is. You want to be locked in here on 96.5 The Fan. It is a dark, gloomy day, but you can bring sunshine to sunshine.
Golly. You're having a day.
That's right. Vin Mazzaro with you. Go do nice things for somebody. You never know. It could change somebody's day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe. Stay kind. Have a good rest of your day. Coming up next, it's Cody and Gold on 96.5 The Fan. Your home for clock management.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.